British interview after Liverpool stuck a flag in the Hill Dickinson Stadium. It's Daniel and Sean. Let's get into it. Sean, I think the major talking point from both selections is what Liverpool do at right back. And I would say that goes on to have a profound impact on the game in lots of different ways. In terms of approaches, Everton were probably always going to look to go long and drop balls onto Liverpool's back line. They have 20 out of 55 in terms of long ball success throughout the game. And the majority of them are mainly Pickford dropping bombs onto Liverpool's right back area. I think when you look at things like, you know, stat zone, stat bomb player impacts and player areas, you can see that the likes of Dewsbury Hall, Garner, you know, Ndiaye, ordinarily Beto, that they're all pulling left. I wonder whether they've got to put the chips somewhere, I get it, with Everton. But I wonder whether they've underestimated or just dismissed the idea of Gakpo versus O'Brien on the other side. I think it's probably Gakpo's or one of his better performances this season. And I think that does then go on to cause Everton a number of problems. But in terms of all of that, where were you when the teams dropped?
Everton, the easier one. Neil knows way more about everything than me, but especially on Everton. I'd include you in that, Dan, as well, by the way.
I don't know.
For me personally, no surprises with Everton at all. Exactly what you would expect. Everything about their setup, pretty much as you would have expected for me. It's that usual David Moyes sort of 4-4-1-1, sort of dropping into a 4-4-2. I thought first 20 minutes from their point of view, there's a lot to admire for them. But if you looking solely at what they can do and the limitations, the actual shape and intensity that they have, I had a little look at the Chelsea data and there's a hell of a lot more tackles in this game than say against Chelsea. Even though you know they really press and they counter-attack really well against Chelsea, but the shape and the intensity and everything that they do without the ball in the first 20-25 minutes was probably as good as they can do. Distance is really good, shape really good. And then obviously, look, the approach, ironically, they're not really going to want to exactly play through the lines, maybe make a couple of passes at the back and then have bombs dropped. And that's where, in the first half, you see the positives and the negatives of Arne Slot's out-of-possession setup.